fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the first day of February, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it is 3 degrees, 3 degrees above zero here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. And we do have some interesting Earth Change headlines here at StanDeo.com. First, going to the southeast part of the United States. 2 dead, and we don't know how many injured after a terrifying cluster of 20 tornadoes destroys hundreds of homes as giant 1,000-mile storm hits the southeast. Down the Chile, destructive storms reach east coast as dangerous chills hit, this is the northern plains. Destructive storms reach the east coast of the United States as dangerous chills hit the northern plains. Over to Alaska. 6.0 earthquake rattles southern Alaska. We had 4 6-point-plus earthquakes basically at the same time within a 12-hour period. That's highly unusual. We're going to talk to Ann Morrison about that in a few minutes here. Corpus Christi, Texas, 690 degrees in January for the 4th time. And down to Australia, where we have a lot of listeners, panicked shoppers in Queensland leave supermarket shelves bare. In a follow-up article, Queensland's wild weather deals devastating hand to farmers. Got a note from one of my private correspondents. This comes from Hawk. There was an intermediary between myself and Hawk. Hawk is a regular guest with Steve Quayle. That in the last couple of days, 350 Chinese soldiers arrived. It's a People's Liberation Army arrived at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's at Dayton, Ohio, confirmed from 3 different sources. And they deployed in 4-man teams on various aircraft. Destinations unknown. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Ann Morrison.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, first day of February. Before we get to our special guest, follow up on that story from Hawk. We've been getting these reports of foreign military coming in the country now since late last spring. They continue to come in, multiple sources. Some of them are private, personal sources. So they're just a heads up. This is real. Second thing, I checked with Thomas.gov a few minutes ago, the text of Senate Bill 150, that's Dianne Feinstein's anti-gun legislation, has not yet been provided to the Library of Congress, which is Thomas.gov. I don't know what's going on there. It's been more than a week now. Highly unusual. That said, we do have us patiently waiting in the green room. My friend Ann Morrison, Ann is a scientist and is an engineer and pays attention to the things that we need to be paying attention to when it comes to earth changes and man-made catastrophes such as Fukushima. And good morning. What's the temperature where you are?
Seven.
Seven. Well, twice as warm as where I am. More than twice.
Well, the wind chill, though, is below zero.
Well, that's true. That's very true. You and I were talking privately briefly about these earthquakes happening, 6-point-plus earthquakes happening at the same time. And they make kind of a pattern, don't they?
Well, only in the sense that they're occurring just after the full moon.
Okay.
That's when the moon is on the opposite side of the Earth as the sun. and we do get a surge of earthquakes at that time. We are coming up to, well, this is February, and so we should be thinking about, if you have solar panels, you should be thinking about putting them at the angle of your latitude. So, for instance, here in St. Louis, we put them at 38 degrees.
Right.
They have been at 71 degrees, and that's what you put them at. Well, it's whatever your latitude is minus whatever the Tropic of Capricorn is. And so... So that makes it a little bit easier to if you can figure out what that is. Generally, it's about 20 degrees less than your latitude. In the, let's see, that would be in November, December, and January. And then in February, you change it. If you want to get maximum output from your solar panels.
Right, right.
Now, I have to tell you that the earthquakes, even though we had these four major earthquakes, there were no tsunamis, although I'm surprised that there was no tsunami for the one off of Alaska, because that was a, well, there was a 7.5 on the 5th of, almost 4 weeks ago of January, up in the same area, so of offshore British Columbia, although they give you everything in reference to the United States, because the United States holds territory that comes down on the coast side of British Columbia. I might just mention in passing that the debris in British Columbia, the debris from the Japanese earthquake and then meltdown at Fukushima, is piling up on the beaches, and the federal government here in the United States is piling up on British Columbia beaches as well as the beaches along the west coast of the United States, notably Oregon and Washington and then some into California.
Right.
But the federal government has said we're not responsible for cleaning it up. And so it's up to the states to provide those resources. And, of course, it does garner a lot of sightseers. You want to be down there and take pictures. And it's very important that you understand that some of that material is radioactive. So you don't want to be touching it. You don't want to be standing on it. You don't, you know, just let the cleanup crews take it wherever they're going to take it. And
right.
There's going to be more to come.
Right. There was a Harley-Davidson motorcycle recovered from a shipping container that came across from Japan.
Is that the one they returned to the fellow in Japan?
Well, they offered to return it to him. It's now in a museum, sort of a little memorial to the devastation.
Yeah. Well, I would be worried about the devastation that any of that radioactivity that gets into the food chain over here. We already know it's in the marine life and along the west coast. And if it gets into, well, we know that birds are scavengers, and like seagulls, and they'll eat those fish that are contaminated. And it's a big problem. It's only going to get worse. I mean, we've only seen a tip of the iceberg. Oh, by the way, Fukushima number 4 is, that's the one with the spent fuel pool that's on top of the building.
Right.
They are putting out a warning about that. They're saying that it could be, let's see, the crisis is immediate. And it, you know, this thing has been rocked by earthquakes. One of those big earthquakes was over there by Japan. And, of course, they have a lot of under 6 earthquakes, too. And every time an earthquake strikes over there, it just weakens the supports for that spent fuel pool, which was located on the roof. And it contains water, and they make sure it keeps water in it. But should those, I think that Chris Harris had said that he had seen pictures where the roof supports had started buckling. And now we have a report that's coming out that's being translated, and this was on yesterday. This was on 2 days ago, January 30th. The crisis is in front of us. And the thing is that those spent fuel pools, the rods, they call them spent, but that doesn't mean that they couldn't create a nuclear explosion.
Right. If they get close enough together without cooling long enough, yes.
And if so, they have to keep water on them. and if this pool, spent fuel pool is, and if you remember, there were also stored in there the fuel rods, because that reactor was not operating at that time. So even the spent fuel rods plus the active fuel rods were in there. And if they get close enough together.
Well, oh, tell me, Ann, what, I mean, I don't want to, I'm no scientist or engineer, but if these rods were physically separated far enough from each other, even without cooling, would that virtually take care of the real danger?
I'd like to say yes, but I don't think they don't have the means with which to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's, I'm obviously not the first person who thought of that.
Yeah, no. The neutrons, yeah, they've tried to remove
them. What's the physical size of, what's the physical size of these rods, if you know?
Well, the ones I've seen pictures of look like they're about 6 feet by, what do I want to say, 4 inches in diameter?
That's about what I thought. Yeah, that's about what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. They're not little, and they have to keep what sets them off is neutrons. So you have to keep them far away enough from each other so that the neutrons don't set off the fuel inside the rods. Anyway, it's the same thing that happens in our nuclear power plants. I thought that, John, maybe you would like to make a comment about the Turkish embassy being hit by a blast this morning in the American embassy in Turkey.
Oh, the American embassy in Turkey.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really, I'm not up to speed on exactly what happened. Was what was the damage, or was anybody hurt?
One person was killed, but I don't think it was it happened outside of the embassy, and they say that the package was thrown. It wasn't a suicide. So nobody got inside the embassy.
Right, right.
Oh, they're saying two were dead in the explosion. But do you think this was the retaliation that Iran said?
Well, Iran has a lot more capability than a guy on a motorbike tossing a bomb. And we need to keep in mind that two British SAS troopers were caught in Iraq, dressed up like Arabs, causing death and destruction. As the old saying goes, the first thing that the first casualty in any war is truth. So it's hard to say. It really is, without more information. It'd be pure speculation, Ann.
Well, okay. I guess we're getting a new Secretary of State today, and we'll see what he does. That's what I woke up to. You know, sometimes I don't even want to turn on the news in the morning. I did want to get away from what's going on over there, and also from the earthquakes and volcanoes, although I can do a volcano report. But I really wanted to talk about flu block.
Sure.
Have you heard about flu block?
No, what is flu block? Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a really strange story, and it's coming out of the CDC. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Control, and they're headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just wonder if one of those tornadoes wasn't aimed at them, because what they're doing is something that is just so evil. Okay. They want to use recombinant DNA to make the vaccines instead of using egg yolks and growing them for 30 days, because that takes a long time to do that. And besides that, some people are allergic to eggs, so they can't use the vaccine for those people. And what they've done is they say that they've done this with other vaccines, although this is the first time that they've publicly announced that they've done this. And what they've done is they've taken, oh dear, I hear.
There's our break. Stay tuned, we'll be back after the break.
Four. $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
The first sergeant marches me off to town.
Sergeant marches me off to town.
Back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 1st of February. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Her website is homeland-defense4u.com. Let's get back with this flu block. Tell us about the flu block, Ann.
Yeah, I did want to make a correction. The fuel rod itself is about the size of your finger in diameter, but it's clad with material, and so that makes it look bigger. But the actual,
Okay.
Okay, this is, well, like I said, evil. They've wanted to use recombinant DNA technology for a long time. One, they don't have to worry about the eggs, so they don't have to worry about the refrigeration. It's got a 16-week shelf life, and they'll be able to inoculate people who have an allergy to egg. So it's good for them. And what they did, they could have done this a lot of different ways, but what they did was that they took three, how the bird flu is H5N1?
Right.
Well, the H stands for HA. Those are proteins, and they're on the outside of the virus. So they took three of those proteins from the three active influenza virus strains. The H1N1, H3N2, and one influenza virus B strain. And those are the same ones that they have in the regular vaccines. And that's not bad, but this is. What they did was I can barely say this. They used an insect virus, and they took that insect virus. Now, normally you don't expect viruses to cross species. In other words, you don't. They do.
No, that's highly unusual, right?
Right. And in this case, we're talking about crossing classes, yes, because an insect is nothing like an animal.
Right.
Different altogether. The structure's it's just different. And so they classify them in a different category altogether. So they took something outside the class of humans, and in this case, insects. And of course, if let's say that that we were to get the insect virus in us, now how would we get it in us? Well, we'd breathe it in inhalation, or we'd eat it, ingestion. And some of that is deliberate. But our bodies, we've evolved along with the insects, or not evolved, but we've been around insects for a long time. And so our bodies know how to get rid of things that are detrimental to us, either by coughing or by surrounding the virus with the white blood cells and then coughing it up and getting it into the digestive system, which then gets rid of it. And so our bodies are adapted to that. But what they did was they took this insect virus and they attached these three proteins to the outside of it. And that's because they want to attract the virus, the flu virus, which, you might have the H3N2, let's say. And then because it would match, instead of attaching to your respiratory system, it would attach to this insect virus with the right HA protein on its surface. And so it wouldn't affect you. And they say that they did a study, and it was about 45% effective, which I'm surprised that it's not more effective. But in addition, it also seemed to collect the viruses, other flu viruses that a person might be exposed to. So that was good. It increased the number of viruses that it could help a person fight off. And in addition, you don't have to refrigerate it. You can handle it. Well, they're injecting this inside of people. And it's like this meningitis, this fungal meningitis that got injected for backache. They went up and caused the fungal meningitis in the brain and killed, about 45 people. And by the way, they're still getting reports of people being hit by this fungal meningitis, but they keep saying, well, it couldn't be because, they aren't reporting it as coming from that compounding facility in Massachusetts. They're reporting it differently, delayed reporting. I don't know that they know where this thing is coming from, but in any case, our bodies are not set up to handle an insect virus. So we've got an insect virus that's being injected into a human, and it's just like this fungal meningitis when the aflatoxin was injected into the spinal cord. It caused spinal meningitis. Well, we don't know what the side effects. We don't know what that insect virus is going to do inside the human body.
It can't be good. I can't imagine anything positive coming from that.
I was just shocked when I read this.
It is shocking. Well, here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the first day of February. Well, the freeze-dry guy January special expired at the end of the business day yesterday. We does not have a February special posted yet. However, we do have long-range patrol rations on sale. I particularly like the spicy oriental chicken entree. You're out in the bush, and you've been humping a 50-pound or 75-pound ruck all day up and down the hills. You're tired, you're cold. A nice hot meal of spicy oriental chicken really perks up the end of the day. So check out the details there at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link on my links page, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. And we got a couple of callers here. You ready for some calls?
Hi, John.
Okay, first we got Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I just want to make a comment about what you said about the Chinese troops getting to Dayton. If they're organizing in four-man teams, I'd look for them to show up at the local Chinese restaurants, perhaps.
Well, there's been speculation for years, Bill, that some of the people at these Chinese restaurants are actually undercover agents. I've never seen any evidence of it, but there's been speculation about that for many years.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Bill. And next we got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
right, Glenn?
You're on the air.
I can hear me?
Go ahead. You're on the air. Yes.
Okay, very good. Good morning, John. Good morning, Ian. I had a report from a colleague last week who works at a regional facility where all the patients are vaccinated for the flu, and they had a flu outbreak there, and all the affected patients had had the vaccine. And if they can't get the vaccines right with the conventional means, what in the world would make anyone think they're going to get it right when they start playing around with these genetics? And these Dr. Strangelove people are just going to let open Pandora's box so they keep playing with this stuff.
Well, you're asking the questions that need to be answered, but obviously are not going to be there, Glenn.
Right, right. I just heard you say something about the Chinese restaurants. We have numerous Chinese restaurants around here with the big buffets and everything, and they're always staffed by young, early 20s, very intelligent, very physically fit, very much on the ball young people from China. I mean, you have your iced tea, and poof, they're there. They're watching everything. They're amazingly astute.
Right, right. Well, another thing to keep in mind, many Chinese restaurants are actually owned and operated and staffed by Vietnamese.
I like to think that I can usually tell the difference.
I usually can tell the difference between ethnic Chinese and ethnic Vietnamese. But of course, Vietnam is a communist country also, so that doesn't, I don't know that it makes all that much difference.
I routinely joke about these young kids being here, maybe studying, working, and, doing intel work for PLA, you know.
It's hard to say, and it certainly the possibility exists, doesn't it?
Yeah, people also joke about the sudden absence of feral cats in the area, but that's just a joke. Anyway, all right, thank you, Daddy. Take care.
Okay, thanks for the call. And we need you to move the microphone away from your mouth just a little bit. We're getting a bit of an echo.
Okay, is that better?
My engineer should be able to tell us here in a moment. I'm not getting anything from him. It sounds okay on my end. Anyway, Ann, where were we before we had these calls?
Well, we were talking about the use of an insect virus.
That's right.
As a carrier for a vaccine for humans. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the calendar for the celestial events that are coming up this year.
Sure.
We know that this is the first day of February, and in 2 weeks, the 212 DA14, which is not a comet, it's an asteroid, but it's about the same size as the Tunguska comet. That flattened the area in Siberia the size of the country of Luxembourg.
Right. What was that, about 1904 or so?
Yes. And it also is about the size of the asteroid that hit, that caused the big crater in Arizona.
So, that's actually, we have a crater here in my county that's several times larger than that crater in Arizona.
Okay, well, then they haven't, of course, they're still saying it's not going to hit us. It's 150 feet wide. It would produce the equivalent of 2.4 megatons of TNT. And so it's going to pass within the geosynchronous Earth-orbiting satellites. So it means it'll pass closer to us than the International Space Station. And the, for instance, the satellites that transmit the broadcast, the TV broadcast, et cetera.
Well, that's way too close for comfort, extremely close. I hope their mathematical calculations aren't off by 0.5%.
Well, we can't get that information anymore because the military has decided that anything that is that comes out of the classified military satellites is now classified, and they decided that last May.
How about that? And we got another caller here. We've got Bill in Minnesota. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you. Something I just discovered that really surprised me. You know, you were talking about the Chinese in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now the population is 20% Chinese.
Right. Vancouver's become a haven for wealthy, primarily wealthy Chinese getting out of Hong Kong and probably other wealthy Chinese also.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, a lot of people, they like to think, oh, this is a really positive thing for Canada. But, I mean, to me, you know, I mean, the kids of those Chinese are going to be the ones taking the good jobs, you know, the technology jobs and such as that are going to end up going to Chinese kids.
Well, Asian Chinese IQs typically run about 10 points higher than Caucasians.
So, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
I mean, it would seem to me, I mean, people can, you know, and now Buckwheat, Barry Obama, well, here's the guy, who's the guy, John MacDaddy McCain was out a couple days ago saying we can't have, you know, we got to have Mexicans should be, you know, matriculated, made into full-fledged citizens. Basically saying just the fact that anyone who gets here by whatever manner deserves to have a path to full citizenship. And I don't know where this MacDaddy McCain comes. He's, you know, you think you've got
read what his fellow POWs say about Senator McCain. He left the prisoner of war camp weighing more than when he was captured.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So his fellow POWs have no kind words for the man. There's a lot of belief that he was turned while he was a POW.
Well, the thing about, you know, you think with the Republicans you have someone to oppose, you know, the Democrat agenda, but it seems like John MacDaddy McCain always shows up and sort of subverts any opposition, you know, to the Democrat goals.
He does. And we do appreciate your call, Bill. We need to move on here. Thank you for the call, sir. And getting back to this combination of our friend Dr. Deagle basically says the entire vaccine paradigm is antiquated, outdated science from the 19th century, but the 18th century. And
well,
the whole paradigm is flawed to begin with, no matter how they do it.
Yeah, they used to do it intradermally. That's how your smallpox virus is administered. And, in fact, I recently got the shingles vaccination, and they did that intradermally. And the tuberculin test is intradermal. You know, you get a little bump on your arm.
Right.
It's not injected into the muscle. I don't know who decided that was easier to do. But they did, and,
right.
And so we, you know, yes, you're right. There's an interesting comment coming out of China saying that the H5N1, some people have an expression of a gene that makes them catch the H5N1 and die from it, and so it may just come down to how good your genes are.
Right.
And that's one reason that these things arise in China is because their genetic code is, well, I won't say damaged, but it's expressing a particular gene that allows them to die from the avian flu faster than, for instance, other nations. And you have to understand that the Chinese are fairly homogeneous, as are the Japanese. The Japanese are really homogeneous.
Oh, yes.
And if there's anything that can attack their DNA, it would wipe out the whole population.
Right, right. Well, the Japanese, you're right. They were cut off from the rest of the world up until not much more than 100 years ago, about 150 years ago. And they still never really integrated other races into their population to any consequence. I need to remind people my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government's Been Telling You. The energy cleaner for sale, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. I do private consultations, details at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line to buy the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we've got another caller here. We got Tim in Connecticut. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Tim.
I just had one quick question. The JPL model for 2012 DA14 back in March put it at 0.004 negative AU. Now, I know that's obviously subject to change, but how could it be off by that much? And then the other thing I had to say was with the Chinese troops, 350, you said, and they broke up into four-man teams.
Right.
Well, I mean, that would sound like they could possibly be setting up some kind of communications grid, you know, if you're going to split up in small teams like that.
Well, that would be more than 80 teams, and we can speculate as to why they were, what they're here, what their purpose is. But that's all it would be at this point, would be speculation, whether they're kill teams, communication teams, logistics people, advance party. They could be advance party for bigger, teams to come in with the communications equipment.
Right, right. I mean, you'd have to have the people set up in place, and then the equipment's probably already here, from what it sounds like, you know. I mean, if they got that many people in country already, sounds like not a good situation.
No, it's not. It's not. It's always good to be get a heads up and be prepared and fast on your feet there, Tim.
Yeah, right. So what do you think about that JPL model? I mean,
I'll defer to our scientist, Ann.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons why the military decided abruptly last May that anything that came out of the classified satellites was going to be classified also, and they stopped working with JPL. At that time, JPL used to get the data from the military satellites. If you knew, for instance, that the DA-14 was going to hit New York City, well, your enemies would know that too, and they'd be ready to pounce. So we don't know. We know that it's big enough. We know that it's close enough, and we know that they're not going to tell us. Probably not until after the thing hits, if it hits. And so just be prepared. It looks like I have a thing here between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apparently that's when it's first going to be seen. It's going to be close to the Earth for about 3 hours. I mean, it's going to be moving fast. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of telescopes aimed at it. I'm sure we'll get some nice pictures. But just, they say it's going to pass on the dark side of the Earth. That's what I read. And if that does, then that means that if it were to spiral down, it would hit the light side, which would be probably in the Northern Hemisphere, probably Canada, the United States, Mexico, or it could go into the ocean.
What would be the effects, Anne, if it was to hit in one of the oceans?
Well, the effects would be worse, because if it goes into the ocean, then it makes a big splash, and what that does is it puts a lot of water vapor in the air, and we could have what would be called an asteroid impact winter, which would mean that there would not be enough sunlight getting to the surface of the Earth to have a growing season. So they call that an impact winter. There would be no summer.
What about the wave itself that would be generated?
Oh, there'd be a tsunami. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, we know that. If it went into the Atlantic, the eastern coast would be inundated. It's possible it would go into the Gulf of Mexico or hit something in the Caribbean. Most of the...
Well, let's not forget about England, Ireland, Scotland, France, Portugal.
Well, they put out a report. They say there's no way a tsunami's ever going to hit them.
Oh, well. Okay.
Don't you love it?
I love it.
So what do we
all take care of that. We can move on from there, can't we, Tim?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So be prepared on the 15th of February. That's only 2 weeks away.
2 weeks from today. Well, be prepared every day, and not just on the 15th.
All right, I want to move on. There's another
one. Let's do that. Tim, thank you for your call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Go on. We got a break in less than a minute. Go ahead, Ann.
Yes, it's called C211L4, and it's going to cross, this is a comet, and it's going to cross inside the orbit of Mercury. Now, if you remember your basic astronomy, Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. So if it's going to cross inside the orbit of Mercury, it's going to be very close to the sun. And they can already see it with a microscope. But they think that because it's going to approach close to the sun at a 0.3 astronomical unit, it's going to begin glowing like a third magnitude star, similar to the stars in the Big Dipper. So we'll be able to see this one. And this comet has never been to the inner solar system before. It is falling in from the Oort cloud.
Really? Well, that's an unusual event. And we got our last break here. Everybody stay tuned. We do have time for one more caller, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
The first sergeant marches me off to chow.
Sergeant marches me off.
I don't need it anyhow.
I don't need it anyhow.
Spit shine boots and press camis.
Spit shine boots and press camis.
'Cause that's the way I wanna be.
That's the way I wanna be.
'Cause being a Marine is the life for me.
Being a Marine is the life for me.
Nothing in that world is
free. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Okay, I think we really are back this time. And let's kind of wrap up our discussion for the morning.
Okay, I just want to mention two more. One is the green comet Lemon, And it's we should be able to see that in early April this year. And this has the elliptical orbit with a period of 11,000 years. Does that sound familiar?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's coming in from the southern hemisphere. And we should be able to see it in early April. And it'll be coming in at the orbital distance of Venus. So we'll have something that will be visible in the sky and fairly close to the sun. Then, of course, at the end of November, we'll have ISON, which is C-2012-S1, and it could put on an unforgettable display. It's a sun grazer. It will fly through the sun's outer atmosphere at only 745,000 miles from the surface of the sun. And then they have this note, if the comet survives this encounter, it could emerge glowing as brightly as the moon, visible near the sun in the blue daylight sky. So we might see two suns in the sky at the end of November. Anyway, the political things that are going on are bad enough. They've handed out gas masks to Israeli citizens. They're queuing up for those and getting them out because of the weapons of mass destruction that might be used over there in the Middle East, especially biological or chemical warfare. And then we have these celestial events that are occurring, and then we have these, more to home, our vaccines. I'll be very interested to see. I think the population here is being used for beta testing, this new insect virus protein-covered vaccine that they're giving, this flu block. I'll be very interested to see how it affects the human body. So right. I think we're being used as for beta testing, and I really object to that. I think that is immoral science. I think they need to do their studies.
I agree, absolutely. Yes.
So take care of yourselves and be prepared. If something should happen, the power grid may go out, and you may be without power for an extended length of time. They're saying now instead of 3 days, you should be prepared to stay alone without civic services for up to 3 weeks.
Well, I would say even longer. If it's gone for 3 weeks, it could be gone for 3 years.
Well, I defer to you, John. I agree with you 100%.
Because always once everything's broken, the things we need to fix it are broken also. That's the problem. And thank you very much. We'll talk later today on Dr. Deagle.
All right.
Okay. That's it for the day. It's it for the week, ladies and gentlemen. As always, be sure you got your supplies, equipment. Buy ammo any place you can get it. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe, and God bless America.
Financial